Thank you, Matt, and good morning to all of you. It's a pleasure to have you here at 3M's 2015 Outlook meeting in New York. And it's a pleasure for me to be here today with Frank, with Nick HC, Mike, and Matt Ginter in order to explain our business. So what I would like to start with is, first of all, to lay out the agenda for my portion here. I will start by giving you the headlines of the day. I will begin and talk about our playbook that is in place and now working and operationalizing. Talk about our 13 to 17 five-year plan update. And then talk about three key levers that is driving and extending the value of the corporation. And you will hear from each presenter today how we are utilizing them in the corporation. So first of all, relative to the headlines of the day, we are on track to deliver our 2013 to 17 financial objectives as laid out in our investor meeting in St. Paul, November 8, 2012. We are creating additional and substantial shareholder value through the three key levers: portfolio management, investing in innovation, and business transformation. And we will talk about all of them today. We are delivering strong organic sales growth, and you will see in some information from Nick in the end of the evidence around that versus when we started the journey. Our productivity is improving margins, not only in 2014, but also some margin expansion in 2015. And this morning, we announced an increase for 2015 in the per share dividend by 20%. Which is coming on top of a 35% increase in 2014. And then we are executing on the capital structure strategy that we announced last year. So no changes from that perspective, and I'm here to tell you that the plan is working and we feel very good and I have very high confidence in the execution of the plan. So let me start by just to give a couple of comments relative to the way we execute the playbook in order to create more value for shareholders. We laid out a very clear vision in the beginning of 2012. We complement that with six strategies. We also took a hard look at the business conduct and simplify that, as that is in fact priority number one for us to protect the corporation in everything we do. And then we have also laid out some new 3M leadership behaviors, which is important for the leaders in the company in order to execute the plan. That augmented by portfolio management, invest in innovation and business transformation, that is then the key driver and lever for us as we move ahead. So very important thing when we look upon it. The important thing when we crystallized the vision was to make sure that everyone, both internally and externally, knew and understood the purpose by 3M. When you look upon it, it's very holistic and it's a vision that is right down to the heart of 3M. We talk about advancing, enhancing, and improving, and that is what we do at 3M every day. Every day we wake up today, and what we have done for the last 112 years is to ask ourselves, how can we advance and enhance and improve? When you think about our portfolio from a product perspective and you think about the geographical area, as a vision, as a stretch, we can do that for every company, every home, and for every life around the world. And it's very clear for most of us what company and home stand for. For life, for us, is both schools, hospitals, and it's also sustainability and community. And the way we do it, which is coming back to what 3M is all about relative to the research and development be the heartbeat of the company, is through technologies, products, and innovation. So this was an important statement, and that, by definition, is driving the company and the decision we are making relative to the long-term vision. We complemented that with six strategies, which are the enablers for us in order to obtain the vision at the point. They are interdependent, they're very well crafted relative to the wording, so everyone knows what needs to be done, and they are today, after almost 3 years in the company, totally operationalized into the operation. The four first of them are around growth. The The fifth one is around our people, and the last one is around operational excellence. The first one starts with a very important statement that was laid out at the time, which is relevance to our customers. And I will show you in a second what we have done in order to improve the relevance to our customers. So it was not only wording in a strategy, we have also taken action. We were very clear on that. The third strategy is the only strategy that starts with a statement: invest in innovation. And as you know, we have ramped up from closer to, we've been around 5.5 in the past, we've come closer to 6 in the 5-year plan. So this was an important starting point for us as we start to roll out the plan. And on November 8, 2012, we also declare for you our objectives in terms of our 5-year plan as we go forward, which was earnings per growth of 9 to 11%, organic revenue growth of 4 to 6%, return of invested capital around 20%, and free cash flow conversion around 100%. And as I started the meeting, I'm pleased to tell you we are on the road in order to meet those objectives as we go ahead. Now, this is how we organized, and here you can see a couple of elements of this slide. First of all, you can see that we have very solid performance across all of our business groups. And the two figures you will see is the growth figure is the plan we laid out from 13 to 17, and the operating income figure you see is year-to-date Q3. So you can see the plan for the company over the 5 years is 4 to 6%, with slight difference in between the five businesses. But you can also see the operating income for every single business is above 20%. In fact, we have one, which is healthcare, even above 30%. So average of the company for after three quarters this year is 23%, with all businesses above 20. So very solid, good performance in all business groups. Now, this is an important element because the question is, of course, how is that possible to have these premium margins year after year, and in fact also show some margin expansion? Well, here is the four fundamental strengths of 3M. And it's an important slide because this is illustrating our vertical and horizontal business model. And that is what is driving the value of the company. So they are around technology, manufacturing, global capabilities, and brands. So let me make some comments on technology. So this is the ability for us to share and combine elements in the technology platforms that produce unique, differentiated products that is translating to premium margins. Very important, and I will talk more about that when I talk about technologies later on. If you look upon manufacturing, that is where we can use technologies to include processes that are trade secrets that will take us to production capabilities that will produce superior products to a very low cost. Again, able to utilize capacity and capabilities all over the world. Everyone in the company can use it in terms of the assets that are there. Global capabilities, this is our subsidiary structure all over the world. And as you saw earlier this year, that we also purchased the last 25% of our Japanese operation of Sumitomo. This is where we can commercialize and adapt commercialization on a local base. And in every case, we are the first entry into a market. We don't enter into a distributor. We enter into the 3M subsidiary, meaning we decide the priorities in that country. And then finally, our brand equity, which is a strategic brand, but also then complemented with many power brands in the organization. But by definition, the brand is what is standing up for 3M and able for every business to utilize. So those are the fundamental strengths and the foundation for the performance relative to what we have done for many, many years and will continue to do. And you will hear more about it, how that is impacting the different business groups that are presenting this morning. Now, we have talked earlier, and I would like to just lay it out again, that one of the strengths with 3M, as we are so global our nature, is the way we can capitalize on the evolution of an economy. And we all know that the evolution of an economy is basically the first step is infrastructure. When infrastructure is in place, manufacturing are moving in a much bigger scale in terms of the opportunity. When that have happened, which is many, of course, very sophisticated companies, safety regulation is improving. After that, when infrastructure in place, manufacturing up and going, work is created in the countries, people start to spend money. That is when retail start to accelerate. And the final step is around healthcare for a country. So of course there have been healthcare provided before, but it's moving to a new level as you're coming to that step in the evolution. This is for every country around the world. It was in United States when this was developed, it was in Sweden when that was developed, and it's in many of the developing economies today. For us, when you look upon our portfolio, we are evaluating opportunities in every stage of that evolution of a country. So if it's early on, we are either in with traffic safety system or our communication business. When you go to manufacturing, that is where we have one third of our revenue in the company, big business that Mike Roman will talk about later today. Safety is coming very much into regulation and fall protection, etc. And of course, into retail, that is where we start to capitalize on our consumer group with all the brands in terms of Post-it, Scotch, Filtrete, Command, etc. And then finally, healthcare that is coming in the end with more sophisticated solution. This is a proven model for success for 3M. We have done it for many years. And also, if you go back to the other slide and look upon the margin differentiation in between the businesses, this is a model that is working very well for us, and not only in terms of growth, but also in terms of maintaining and improving margin as we move ahead. And when we go back to the evolution of the mix for us in between developed and developing economies, back in 2003, you can see here that developing stood for 21% of our mix, and developed 79%. We stand today 35-65, and moving forward, it looked like it would be in the range of 60-40, with a growth rate in the developed world of 2-4, and probably 7-10 in the developing world. So still a good evolution, and for us, even if landscape from time to time, as we know, change in between developed and developing economy, the important thing is to stick to your long-term plan, but adjust for short-term interruptions in the economy. So let me then talk about the three key levers, because they are important for us in order to create even more value as we move ahead. And we have done quite a bit the last almost 3 years now, and I would like to give you an update on what we did and where we're going for the future. So this is, first of all, relative to portfolio. This is not a program. This is, as all of you know, this is a process that you constantly work on. And it's important for us to continue to deploy the opportunities across the corporation. And we need to reallocate resources versus the best opportunities. And it's also a good way for us to augment this with organic growth through merger and acquisition playbook that I will talk about in a second. So first of all, here's what we have been doing. And this is an important slide because a lot of work went into what I would call put 3M in order for making sure we are very well prepared for the future. So first of all, as you recall, back in 2011 and before, we had six big sectors as a company. We went to five business groups, and it was all based on relevance to customers, be easier to do business with, and link our capabilities to the markets. Be able to react faster to demand from the customers, to their demand and our technology platforms. Our ability to utilize assets better in the company. So it's a big thing when you go from six to five on the first layer of an organization. Below that, we had what we call at the time divisions. But think about them like 40 divisions or 40 businesses. We have reduced that to 27 businesses. This is a remarkable move, an important move again, in order for us to create scale and customer relevance, to reduce cost through efficiency and productivity in the processes, be able to reallocate resources to better opportunity, and accelerate prioritization relative to research and development investment. And you can see here, combining the businesses was very important in many cases in order for us to get the scale in some businesses where I participated in many, many years. So when I look upon this, for me and the team, is an important element to say we are very well prepared for the future, and we have been able to both build out relevance for customer and reduce cost and drive productivity in processes. And the way we have done it is, in some cases, consolidating businesses that we, by definition, in my view, had built not so much on the reality relative to what the customer was looking for and what was happening maybe in some consolidation in the marketplace. We were able to allocate resources for bigger opportunities in the company. As you know, everyone cannot win. You have to make choices, and that is what we have been doing the last couple of years. And then we have also looked upon acquisition and divestiture based on the portfolio, where you have seen some bigger acquisitions like Ceradyne, and in fact also the 3M Sumitomo Electric deal we did. But you also seen some smaller businesses that we had diversed in the company as we moved for the last couple of years. So I think those three elements have been very important for us as we looked into the portfolio. Now, you recall we laid out the map in terms of Heartland push forward, and of course we have something in strategic review. And I would like today to just make sure that you understand and know that we are much stronger today in our portfolio than when we started. And when you look upon the heartland and the push forward, this is all about protect and improve and invest for growth. This is an important element of our business, and I will give some comments on both categories here in a second. So first of all, the Heartland division, they are stand for around one-third of the company in sales revenue, and in fact are accretive to the margins, so very important. It's five divisions in the company, and they are large, and they are participating in large market with solid growth. They have a very strong global penetration, and they have leading brand positions in their market segments. They are also fundamental in terms of technologies, as they are using multiple 3M technologies in the businesses. We look upon this to go from back in 12, from 10.5 billion closer to 13 billion. So around 4.5 to 5% organic local currency growth in the plan. Very, very important piece of our business. The push forward, the categorization there is very similar to the Heartland, but with the difference that they are actually participating in even higher growth market space. We have very global relevant product portfolio there, and we have category defining brands. But we are relatively smaller in those segments, meaning big opportunities, and specifically, I would say, in international outside of United States. Has also a very strong technology foundation and have a high return on investment. Meaning investment here for growth is a very good thing for us. And you can see the growth in this category is 5 to 5.5% in the plan. And we estimate this where we started from 2012 of 11 billion to be closer to 14 to 15 billion by 2017. So very, very important part of the business, and get a lot of additional investment as we move ahead. Now, we can complement that with mergers and acquisition, and we have complemented not only what the thinking, but also a playbook relative to this. So first of all, relative to the portfolio intent, we would like to bolster the technology position and pursue adjacencies in the Heartland divisions. Very important element for us as we move ahead. We would like to build scale and facilitate market penetration for the push forward. That is our thinking relative to where we will look for the future. We will build upon the leverage of the 3M fundamental strengths around technology, manufacturing, global footprint, and brand. Meaning, if those fundamentals not can drive additional value fast for us, we should probably go away and do something else. Doesn't mean that all four of them need to and can add value, but at least 2.5 to 3 should add value. So it's an important element in the playbook. And then when we look upon the markets, the end market growth should be sustainable and accretive. And of course, we should lever the integration capability to generate value over time in order to maximize value. So when I look upon the work that have been done the last couple of years in the portfolio work and identification of the fundamentals, I feel much better in terms of the playbook, where to look and what to do, and also where not to look and what not to do as we move ahead. So very important element. And it took us some time to come to this point, but the most important metric here is not time, is to get it right and create value for all of you shareholders. So that's the first lever. Let's then talk about innovation. This is an important element for us, and as I said, in the third strategy, start with investing in innovation. This is for us to enhance commercialization effectiveness through customer insight. We need to have good customer insight in order for us to utilize our 46 technology platform. We will increase R&D investment, but also improve productivity on what we are doing. So this is an important element of increased R&D and productivity. And we are going more versus platform development versus single product solutions. And that's not only us, it's in fact our customers that are demanding that, and we are responding very well to that. Now, the unique thing with 3M is we have 46 technology platforms that are owned by the company, and everyone in the company can use it. They're not owned by one division or one subsidiary that own the technology platform. This is owned by the enterprise, and everyone can use it in order to combine elements that will provide a solution. And that's an important element of our model, very, very important. So it's unique for us, and it's working very well and have done so for many years. And I will even say, when people talk about open innovation, in a way 3M have used open innovation internally for many years, but it's also open innovation with our customers, because we work with our customers around combining elements here for their success. Now, there's two processes in order to make sure we get out what we need. And you look upon the left-hand side, it's a process we call customer-inspired innovation. It's very much around businesses that are design and spec-in, big key account management, and it's a customer-specific process. You work with one specific customer around their platform that we provide solution for them. On the right-hand side, we have a process called insight to innovation, or as we call it, I2I. That's very much like consumer insight. It's around everything we do in consumables, and that is around markets. It's not customer-specific, it's around the broad-based market. Those are the only two processes used in the company, and that is where it starts. It doesn't start with the technology platforms. It starts with customers and markets, rolling back, find solution, and then execute that. So very, very important to understand that there is a very robust process in the company in order for us to find the big solutions. Now, as I said earlier, we have made a step change relative to investment in research and development because we are a company that not would like to be commoditized. We are a company that will provide world-class solutions, and that will also make the game of additional investment in research and development. And you can see here, the way we look upon it, when we go from 5.5 closer to 6, we would like to do that in disruptive markets and technologies. It's an important element because that is also where the company then are spending additional money to make sure products that take longer time, a little bit more risky, that we invest in that from the company side as we move ahead. And when you look upon extending the core platform and expanding into new markets, we continue to do that, and we are very well suited in order to accelerate as we move ahead. And here you have a couple of examples on extending the core platforms around ceramics that came direct out from the Ceradan acquisition. And you can, in fact, also see expanding into new markets that you have also an advanced ceramic for oil and gas that came as base of the Ceradan acquisition. You see activities in bonding, that is a big element for us, not only for the industrial business, but also from electronic and energy, working with big global customers in the consumer electronic space. And abrasives, that is an incredible platform for us from a technology perspective. But more than that, we have three arms to go to market for abrasives. We have automotive aftermarket that go to body shops. We have main industrial, we call abrasive division. And then we have a division called do-it-yourself. So with the technology around abrasives, we can also go to market with three different divisions that are then entering into different channels. And then you see here power and supply of air respirators that Frank will talk a little bit more about, that is related into one of our heartland divisions and doing very well in a big space, as you know. Expanding into new markets, I talked about advanced ceramics, but we also have here filtration for biopharma that is going into the life sciences sector in filtration. Very, very interesting for us, and a business that is doing better and better for us after the acquisition we did many, many years ago. And then filtration of air quality that you will hear H.C. Shin specifically talk about, which is a big thing in many countries around the world. And think about that not only as air pollution, but to think about also clean water and think about like food safety is big trends going around the world. So very good things going on here. Now, in terms of disrupting markets, we started 2 years ago to accelerate our investment from 5.5% closer to 6%. We took aside money in the company and we type of invest for divisions that is coming forward with good proposals in terms of disruptive technologies. And up to today, we have approved 30 programs. We approved 19 in 2013, we approved 7 in 2014, and we have already approved 4 going into 2015. 7 of them have a very early stage commercialization in place, and we estimated this year the sales was around 100 to 125 million. As you know, this is early stage. And we believe going into next year there's maybe 8 other programs that could be in early stage of commercialization. So very good process, and you see and progress, and you see here a couple of them just highlighted in terms of air barriers, surface modification, and analytics. All of them coming out from additional investment in the center of the company for these disruptive technologies so we can disrupt some markets. Now the third key lever here is around business transformation, and let me give you some comments on that today. This will make sure that we are becoming more agile, more competitive, and most importantly, more relevant to our customers. Ultimately, the business transformation will provide a system and processes for us to drive productivity through our supply chain, to reduce inventory and tax rates, and above all, deliver quicker and greater value to our customers. This is the whole idea. Efficiency, productivity, very important for us to be agile, be able to provide better service to our customer. The backbone of that is a global ERP system, and I would like to give you an update today on that rollout plan. So a priority over the last past years of the ERP implementation has been to learning our new system, to enhance its functionality. As a result, our confidence continues to grow relative to the success. And we have now successfully executed in 5 countries around the world. We have also successfully deployed for Center of Excellence of Distribution Center in Switzerland and our 4 primary distribution center in West Europe. That's Bedford in UK, is Dąbrowa in Poland, is SUA in France, and Jochen in Germany, which is actually the absolute best, biggest distribution center in West Europe. In each deployment in the five countries and the four distribution center and the center of excellence, we have of course learned. And one thing we have learned is that we are better served by deployment as we go ahead to do it region by region. So we have started a regional approach, and our focus today is to accelerate and completing the deployment in West Europe. And that will be during the next 2 years. United States will prepare in the meantime, and we follow immediately after West Europe. The cost for the program for the company will be 1.1 to 1.2 billion, so up from 800 million as was previously communicated. However, we believe that the total value will increase as well, and with full implementation, we are now looking for upwards of 700 million in annual operating income improvement and a half a billion of structural working capital improvements by 2020. So going very well, we are learning in every execution and deployment, and I personally have gone to all cases where we have implemented it in order to make sure that I myself get the first-hand learning and challenge the team before we move ahead. And the important thing here is actually not, the metric here is not time, the metric here is customers. So we will never jeopardize any service to customers as we execute this. Now, I'm coming back to the five business groups, and today you will hear from Industrial Business Group by Mike Roman, and you will hear from Frank Little from Safety and Graphics, and then you will also hear about International from H.C. Shin. I will give a couple of comments on the three other business groups that are not represented here this morning. So first of all, our healthcare business, and as you know, that's a big portion of our business. In fact, the fastest growing business for us and the highest margins. So by definition, a very nice space. We have done this business for many, many years in 3M, and it's a combination of both, I would say, the medical consumables to oral care, to drug delivery into food safety, with health information system around the analytics to actually go broad-based over all markets. They, as everyone else, are able to use the technologies in the company of the 46 platforms to find solution if that is in vascular access, skin integrity, or if it's in healthcare analytics or infection drug delivery system. So, very, very good business, and very pleased, of course, with the performance from them. The evolution of the business, you can see here, go back to 2012. This was then slightly over 5 billion, 5.1 billion. Now is 5.6 billion. So very good, consistent growth. And you see, as I said earlier, a business with very solid and sustainable margins with 30% plus. When you look upon the mix, you can see that we are very strong in the developed part with United States of 44% and Europe, Middle East, Africa of 30%. Coming back to the bridge of evolution of economies, there's much more for us to go in the developing economies as we move ahead. And the solution that we are providing here is very attractive as your healthcare system are evolving and becoming more sophisticated, as proof of our strong position in the developed world. So very good business, we're very pleased with it, and constantly delivering and growing. Next one is our electronics and energy market, where we have done some significant improvements during the last 2 years, both in terms of consolidation of divisions, optimizing the footprint internally in the company, and becoming more relevant to our customers. And you can see here, this is today five division down from almost eight, I think, when we started. This was a very important element for us, specifically the electronics market, which is a very fast growing market and requiring responsiveness from any supplier with speed. This is a good business for us because it's all technology driven. We know how to do that. It is soon as you're specced in on a platform, next step is coming, cost out. We know how to do that. So this is a very, very good business for us and boasts the electronic market in the way we defined it with our products, which is a $48 billion market, and the energy market, that the way we define it, is a $45 billion market. It's very, very attractive for us. And when you look upon the performance here, you can see we type of turned the curve in terms of growth back from 2012 and before. And in fact, also, we have improved margins quite a bit. And this is a realization of this metric. But you can see it's running basically at around 20%. And as we have said in our guidance, we believe that this year they will be in the high teens in terms of operating income. And I think that's where we will end up in the end. But this is a big, big turnaround from a business. You can also see here then, due to the electronic piece, that APAC is, of course, geographically a big piece of this business. But don't make the mistake of saying all the specs in, or many of the specs in, need to be done other places around the world. So that's where the production is happening. Very personally, very pleased with this business and the evolution that we have done during the last almost 3 years now in terms of making sure that this is a solid, good business for us as we move ahead. And then finally, our consumer business groups, that is the business that for many people we are most known for due to the brands around Post-it and Scotch. But this is a very good business for us in terms of what we can do the whole way from consumers, making sure that we understand where the shoppers are going for the future, because they would go different places, and then link that into the channel partners as we move ahead. Our brands here around Scotch-Brite, Command, Scotch Blue, Scotch, Post-it, Ace, Futuro, Nexcare, Filtrete, Scotchgard, and Thinsulate are very well-known brand and are, in all cases, category leaders in those channels. Very good plan for us in this business. And again, as you look upon the performance here, it's a business that are growing maybe on the low end to the rest of the businesses for us. On the other hand, very good margins. Again, going back to the roadmap of evolution of economies, when you look upon this with US standing for 56% of the mix, this business will accelerate in international as that business, those countries evolve in the economy. So feel very good about this business as well, and very pleased with Mike Vale and his team relative to the evolution there. You can see here that one big piece of the market here is do-it-yourself, and it's accelerating. Our do-it-yourself business, which is around Filtrete, is growing very fast and is one of the push-forward businesses in the corporation. And again, much, much bigger and much stronger in the United States than outside of the United States. We have some incredible upside here as we move ahead. In that business, you have to think about Filtrete, Command, and Blue Scotch as the main products. And I think we are 10% plus in growth as we go, and very profitable. So by that, I hope you have got a better understanding this morning relative to our playbook that all started with a vision and our strategies that are now operationalized in the company, I would say, broad-based and very deep in each business, our commitment to business conduct, and we don't take that lightly, I can tell you that, and then our leadership behaviors that we revamped in the beginning of this year and moved from something we call earlier around 3M leadership attributes. And we just believe that behaviors will drive us in a different way as leaders versus attributes. And then, as I talked about, the three key levers, and you will hear about the three of them from the presentations here shortly of how they are utilizing in their businesses and in international. So I end then just by telling you that I'm here to inform you that we are on a good track. The 3M machine is working, and what we laid out on the 8th of November 2012 relative to our objective in the plan, we are on track to meet that. So by that, I thank you, and then I have the pleasure to introduce Frank Little, that is our Executive Vice President for Safety and Graphic Business. So thank you very much.